Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, every Tuesday afternoon for the past 8 months, I've been learning how to live well from people who have mastered it. We've talked about anything and everything on this show, from journaling, people who've been hill walking, getting their finances in order, every different aspect of it, from the active to the, well, getting our emotions probably in check too. Today, though, we're talking about a sport I don't know a huge amount about, and that is, Mike Kemp, the founding member and deputy president of the Irish Paddle Association, is with me. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just explain paddle. Paddling? Paddle?
Paddle.
Paddle.
Yeah, P-A-D-E-L. That's a lot of it. People call it paddle tennis, but it's paddle.
It's just paddle on its own.
It's a racket sport. It's kind of a mixture between tennis and squash, if you can imagine that. So it's got walls and a court with a net. It's for doubles, so it's always four people on court, and smaller than a tennis court. And you play with tennis scoring, and it's easier than tennis because you just bounce the ball and hit it and off you go. So it's a lot easier to take up, and people get it very quickly. And you can have great fun straight away. And unlike tennis and squash, you can't just blast your opponents off court. So it's a ball, you know, it's kind of subtle. It's about spins and placement. So you can have a good game with mixed standards.
Right. It's different to badminton, though.
Oh, very different to badminton. It's a low net. It's slightly lower than a tennis net. And you're using a ball, like a tennis ball, slightly depressurized, and a solid bat with holes drilled through it for lightness. But it's about the same weight as a tennis racket, but shorter.
Okay, funny, because I was looking at that on Instagram last night. It's the racket looks an awful lot heavier.
Well, it's kind of massy. It's shorter than a tennis racket, but it weighs about the same or even a little bit more than a tennis racket. But a lot of tennis players, when they start, find that they're trying to hit the ball and the ball sails over the top of the racket because it's about 3 or 4 inches shorter. So you've got to adapt to that. And there's a few other things that are different. It's easier, actually, to learn from scratch than coming from tennis or another racket sport.
How did you get into it?
Well, I was always a tennis player. And I played badminton when I was younger. So, you know, it was kind of a natural thing for me. But I'm finding that I'm playing with people who come from squash and badminton and table tennis and all sorts of other places, and people who haven't played racket sports at all before. So it's very good for kind of mixing with new people as well.
How long is it really in Ireland?
It's been here for about 12 or 13 years. It's been growing the last few years. We've got about 50 plus courts now, but it's coming up very quickly. I know of about 15 to 20 more that are in planning at the moment. And so it's really expanding very rapidly. It took a while to get going. It's very big in other countries. It's massive in Spain. It's the biggest participation sport in Spain, apart from football. Bigger than tennis or golf or athletics or anything.
So what are they doing to attract people into it?
Well, it's been there for a long time. It was invented in the 60s in Mexico, but it very rapidly was exported to Spain and also to South America. So Spain and Argentina are the two powerhouses of paddle in world terms. But it's taken off in a lot of other European countries big time, particularly in Scandinavia, France, Italy and Britain as well. We're a little bit behind the curve, but it's coming very quickly now.
Yeah. What has changed that? What has been the catalyst for that sort of change?
Well, I think people are more aware of it. People go on holidays, particularly to Spain or Portugal, where it's also very big, see it and play it and then say, well, where can I play when I get home? And also there's been quite a lot of media coverage as people have become aware of it in the last, particularly in the last 6 months or so. I'd say it's really taken off. So there's much more consciousness of the game. Before, you had to explain to people in detail what it was.
Yeah, like you just did.
Well, you find you don't have to quite so much anymore because people have heard about it and they know something about it.
It's not an Olympic sport, though.
It's not an Olympic sport, but I suspect it might be in the near future because it's been growing worldwide. And the International Paddle Federation's main objective is to get it into the Olympics.
You're part of the Irish Paddle Association countrywide. Is it more Dublin based?
There are courts all over the place, but there are more in Dublin, as you'd expect, in terms of the population. But there are courts everywhere in all provinces at this stage. So there's quite a big place in Cork. They play in Cavan. They play in the north. You know, and there's a new court just opened in Kilkenny Tennis Club as well. So it's kind of spreading out from Dublin, I suppose.
Mm. Who plays?
Well, lots of people play. The great thing about it is that you don't have to be a racket sports player to play. It does help in some ways.
You said it was kind of an easier tennis, I'm sort of thinking, is it?
Well, I think it's quite easy for tennis or squash players to adapt to it, but you do have to change and you have to unlearn things that you do on the other court. So it's actually quite easy for somebody to learn right from scratch. If you've got any kind of ball sense, you know, the tennis and the squash will kind of prepare you a little bit for where you position yourself and how to basically hit the ball. But you've got to do things differently playing paddle than you do in any of those sports.
Is it a young demographic or is it sort of an older demographic?
It probably started more with older people. So people who kind of coming to the end of their tennis or squash careers like me find it quite easy to keep going with paddle because you don't have to travel so far. If you're counting
smaller
your steps,
course.
it's a smaller court. It's 20 metres by 10. So your side of it is a square of 10 by 10. Mm. So it's smaller than a tennis court, bigger than a squash court, but it's smaller than a tennis court. And you find that you get the steps up, you know, it's the same number of steps in an hour playing paddle as you do playing tennis, because you're not travelling so far, but the rallies tend to go on longer and you play quicker. So the ball's in play for a lot longer. Because it's enclosed with walls, you don't have to go fetching the balls.
Do you know, a couple of people, Mike, asking, what's the difference between paddle and pickleball, which you're also going to have to explain to me.
Well, I don't know a great deal about pickleball. I've played it a couple of times, but pickleball is like mini tennis played on a small tennis court over a net with no surrounding walls. With paddle, there are walls.
Mini tennis over a mini...
Well, it's like a tennis court with a smaller area, but it's played with a very light plastic ball and a solid bat, like a beach bat or a table tennis bat. So it's very big in America, where it was invented. And they haven't really taken to paddle the same way as they have in Europe. But in the US, there's a lot of pickleball. And you can just put them down on a tennis court. With paddle, you need to construct the court because it's got walls, solid walls and wire around the edges.
Quite a few people asking, actually, about that. Cleona says, I love listening about paddle. I'm from Dublin, sorry. I'm living in Barcelona and I play about four times a week. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge in Spain. There are millions, literally millions of people playing on a regular basis there.
Listeners wondering, Mike, this texter says, things like squash are supposed to be brutal on your knees. Is paddle the same?
It can cause some difficulties. There's a lot of kind of short twisting movements and turning. If you get your positioning right, it shouldn't be any worse. It's not as hard work, I think, as tennis or squash. But you do get fit because the rallies go on. And the better you get, the longer the rallies go on, because it's quite hard to put the ball away against two people with walls in play as well, because you can play it off the wall. You know, you can let it go to the wall, bounces off, and then you can play it back. So you tend to get rallies that go on for a long time. But if you position yourself well and you know where you're trying to be with some basic instruction, you know, it's not any more stressful on you than tennis or squash.
What do you get from it? You know, yourself, just personally.
Well, it's, as I say, it's kind of extended my career. I still play tennis, but I'm beginning to run down in that term. So I'm able to keep playing. And I've met new people. You know, the club that I play in, there are tennis players and squash players. And I, being a tennis player, didn't have much to do with the squash guys. But I'm playing a lot of paddle with squash guys now.
Yeah.
So you meet new people. And it's, you know, it's good for you, obviously. It keeps you active. So, you know, it's all around, it's great. And it's very sociable, too. Especially in Spain, you tend to find that there's a couple of courts and there's usually somebody with a barbecue and a jug of sangria around the corner. So a lot of places have these mix-ins where you can just turn up and play. You know?
Listener says, why has this suddenly become so popular? I had never heard about paddle before until about a year ago. And now I feel like it's absolutely everywhere. How is that possible?
Well, I think this is the thing. It's a kind of a slow burner that we've been trying to promote it for a number of years. And it's great. It's gratifying to see that the message is beginning to get through now. There are more courts being built and lots more people playing. I think it appeals to people because it's very easy to start. You don't have a lot of technical learning like you do with tennis. Mm. You can just get on a court and play. And in 10 minutes, you can be having good fun. You know, obviously, the more you want to play, the better you get. As with everything, the better you get, the more you enjoy it. But it's very easy to get, you know, good fun out of it very early.
Yeah.
And there are coaches who will teach you. I've just run a course actually out in Meadowbrook in Leisure in Dundrum for women particularly, and it was oversubscribed, and I think they'll do it again. So we just did 4 weeks. And that's kind of enough for people to get the basics.
Yeah.
And then
they
go and play.
You better return on your investment than tennis, in the sense that